This is the portion of scripture from the book of Daniel. After this time had passed, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up to heaven. My sanity returned, and I praised and worshiped the Most High and honor the one who lives forever. His rule is everlasting, and his kingdom is eternal. All the people of the earth are nothing compared to him. He does as he pleases among the angels of heaven and among the people of the earth. No one can stop him or say to him, "What do you mean by doing these things?" When my sanity returned to me, so did my honor and glory and kingdom. My advisors and nobles sought me out, and I was restored as head of my kingdom with even greater honor than before. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and glorify and honor the King of heaven. All his acts are just and true, and he is able to humble the proud. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So today is Pentecost.
今天是五旬节主日.
And today we remember that the Holy Spirit came upon 120 believers in Jerusalem.
我们纪念当初在耶路撒冷的一个屋子里，圣灵向120位信徒显现.
He empowered them with God's very presence.
在这些信徒当中，添加给他们力量，让他们去传神的福音.
And he commissioned them to fulfill the mission of Jesus. So today celebrates the birth of the church. So once again, happy birthday.
再一次跟大家说生日快乐.
How many of us write our personal spiritual diaries or journals?
有哪一些人呢, 自己会写, 每天有记载, 每天自己灵命的一个日记.
We record what we've been reading in the Bible.
我们每一天记载一下，我们今天读经读了哪些经文，有什么样的心得。
We reflect on what the Lord has said.
然后我们自己回想一下主向我们所说的话。
We keep track of answered prayer.
然后我们用自己的祷告来跟进自己的灵命成长。
And over the years, we look back to see what the Lord has done.
然后我们过几年以后可以回头看看过去的一些成长。
Daniel 4 is Nebuchadnezzar's personal spiritual journal.
但以理书的第四章呢，其实就是尼布甲尼撒王他自己的一个灵命成长的日记。The
chapter is mostly the words of Nebuchadnezzar.
在这个里面记载的文字呢，基本上就是这一位尼布甲尼撒王他自己的嘴里面的话。And
he describes a disturbing dream.
他在里面形容到他做了一个非常让他很不安的梦。It's
about a tree that is strong and tall.
这里一个梦里面，他就梦到有一个很高很壮的一个大树。
A place of shelter and prosperity.
在这个地方呢，很多各样的飞禽鸟兽呢，都在这里得到庇荫。
But a messenger from God arrives and orders that the tree be cut down to its stump.
但是呢，从天上有声音下来说，这棵大树呢是要被砍掉的。
And only after 7 years will the stump signal future growth.
但是呢，这个 一定要等到七年以后呢，才会有重新的生长。
It's a dream that Nebuchadnezzar cannot understand.
这个梦呢，让当时的尼布甲尼撒王呢，非常非常的困惑。
So he turns to Daniel to interpret the dream.
所以呢，他就找了但以理说，你可不可以帮我解一下这个梦？
And the interpretation is both shocking and hopeful.
但是呢，这个解梦的结果呢，其实让他非常的震惊，其实也里面有带着盼望的。The
tree is Nebuchadnezzar.
这个树呢，讲的就是尼布甲尼撒王他自己。His
empire has flourished, his greatness is unsurpassed.
他当时的国内呢，非常的 就是非常的兴旺，他自己的荣耀呢也一天一天的高涨。
But with greatness comes the risk of arrogance.
但是呢，当一个人不断壮大的时候呢，就会不自我膨胀，非常的骄傲。
So the dream is a warning.
所以这个梦呢，其实是给他一个警告。
If Nebuchadnezzar does not humble himself before God, he will become like an animal.
如果尼布甲尼撒王再不在神的面前谦卑下来的话呢，那么他就会被降到像野兽一样。
And that's exactly what happens.
这也是真正后来确实发生的。
One day, Nebuchadnezzar looks out across the city of Babylon and says these words.
有一天呢，尼布甲尼撒王呢，他就眼看着当时他建的这个城市，他非常骄傲。
Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence?
你看我建的这个巴比伦城是多么的豪华，多么的绚丽。
Built by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty.
我能够建造这座城呢，也就是我自己的能力，而且要炫耀我自己的荣耀。
And as soon as he says that, he is humbled.
这些话呢，才刚刚离开他的嘴巴，他就必须要谦卑下来。
And for 7 years, he lives like a cow.
接下来的七年，他活得像牛一样。
This great emperor becomes a farm beast.
这个当初炫耀一时的君王呢，活得像一个农场里的牲畜一样。
Pride lives in each of our hearts.
我们每一个人的心里呢，都有骄傲。
Pride consumes us.
这样的骄傲呢，不断的在消耗、耗损我们。
Pride is when I think I'm better than somebody else.
骄傲呢，也不过就是我觉得我比别人强。
Or I'm more deserving than someone else.
或者是呢，我比别人配得一些好的东西。
Or I'm above somebody else.
或者是呢，我就是要高过其他的人。
Pride is when I say I'll do it my way.
骄傲呢，就是说我说的算数。
And the pride in Nebuchadnezzar's heart exposed his true condition.
也就是因为尼布甲尼撒王他心里的骄傲，才显露了他内心真实的状态。
It kept him from experiencing God's grace.
这样的骄傲让他没有办法真正的经历神。
You remember the story in Luke chapter 15 of the prodigal son?
记不记得在路加福音里面讲到那个悔改的儿子？
The young man wanted half of the inheritance.
因为那个儿子呢，他就觉得说，我就是应该分一半的家产。
And he spent it without thinking.
他呢花的时候呢想都不想就把它浪费掉了。
And in the end, he ran out of all that money.
很快呢他就分文不剩。
And all he could do was feed pigs.
到最后呢他就像被猪一样喂养的。
But in that parable, Jesus says that the man came to his senses when he was feeding those pigs.
但是在那样的耶稣的比喻里面，也就是说，一个人呢，一定要到那样悲惨的境地呢，才能够找到自己的认知。
And like Nebuchadnezzar, that young man feeding pigs had to come to his senses.
同样的，就像尼布甲尼撒王一样，在路加福音里面讲的那个悔改的儿子呢，同样的到达了他们人生的一个境界。
Daniel 4 verse 34 says these words.
在但以理书第四章第七节
I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven and my sanity was restored.
他说当我尼布甲尼撒王当他 抬头看天的时候他看到的是自己的荣耀。
How can we come to our senses on a day like this?
那么我们怎么样可以找回我们自己身上作为一个人应该有的正确的认知呢？
How do we find God's amazing grace?
我们怎么样可以找回神在我们身上奇异的恩典呢？
We look to the cross.
唯一的方法就是我们看向十字架。
Because only the cross truly measures how great my sin is.
因为十字架才能够真正的找到，能够度量出我们身上的罪有多大多深。
And in the death of Jesus Christ, I see what I deserve because my sin cuts me off from God.
因为耶稣死在十字架上，让我能够清楚地明白，因为是我自己的罪，让我离开了神。
As I come to the cross, I see that I deserve death.
当我看向十字架的时候，我自己知道 该去受命、受死、钉在十字架上的人应该是我。
And I have no right to fellowship with God.
我是没有任何权利再跟神去交通的。
I have no right to eternal life.
我对永生也是没有权利的。
I have no right to His love.
对神的慈爱，我也是没有机会可以接受的。
But only as I understand this can I understand how great God's love is.
我如果除非我对这一点有深切的认知，我是永远没有办法了解神在我身上生的慈爱。
Because the cross shows us the greatness of God's love.
因为借着十字架，我们才能够真正的看到神在我们身上的慈爱。
And in the death of Jesus, I see the lengths that God will go to bring me back into relationship with Him.
借着十字架，我才知道说，神他为了我，为了我们每一个人去偿还这个罪的代价，他要付出多大的代价。
When Nebuchadnezzar came to his senses, he was restored.
当尼布甲尼撒王他自己能够确认到这一点的时候，他才能够重新的接受主，回到主的面前。
For us to come to the cross is coming to our senses.
对我们现在的人来说，我们唯一能够回到主的面前，也就是我们也要首先对自己有这样的确认。
The year was 1834.
在1834年的时候，
a young woman named Charlotte Elliot made her debut as a singer at a concert in London.
当时有一个年轻的女孩叫做夏洛丽·伊利耶特，那时候她在伦敦举办了她自己首场的音乐会。
A famous preacher named Caesar Millan came to listen to her.
当时在座的有一位非常有名的布道家，他叫做凯撒·米兰。
As he listened to her, he felt that he should go to her and tell her of her need for Jesus.
当这位布道家听到这个年轻女孩唱歌的时候，有一种感动，他觉得他要去跟这个女孩分享福音。
So after the concert, he said to her, I thought as I listened to you tonight, how tremendously the cause of Christ would be.
我当我今天晚上听到你的演唱的时候，我就觉得说，如果你的声音能够用来服侍主的话，对福音是有多么大的帮助。
How tremendously the cause of Christ would be if your talents were dedicated to Jesus.
如果你的恩赐能够用在传播福音上的话，对福音的推展是大大有帮助的。
You know, young lady, he said, you're a sinner in the sight of God.
他对这个年轻女孩说，姑娘啊，你知道吗？在神的眼里，你也是罪人。
But I'm glad to tell you that the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse you from all your sin.
但是我很高兴跟你分享，你知道吗？神的宝血能够洗净你身上的罪。
She stamped her feet in anger and began to walk away.
这个女孩听了这些话以后呢，就顿顿脚，觉得想要根本就走开不理他。
And as she did, the preacher said, I did not mean to offend you.
当他想要走开的时候，这个传道家呢就拉拉他说，其实我并不是想要冒犯你。
But I want you to know that Jesus can save you if you will turn to him.
因为我真的想要告诉你，如果你愿意转向耶稣的话，他能够救赎你。
And that night she went to bed, but she could not sleep.
那一天晚上呢，当他躺在床上的时候，就怎么也睡不着。
At about 2 o'clock in the morning, after tossing and turning for hours, she got out of bed.
在经过几个小时在床上翻来覆去还是睡不着以后，她决定还是起来一下。
She took a pencil and a piece of paper.
然后她就拿出了纸和笔。
And with tears running down her face, Charlotte Elliot wrote these words.
就在那个时候，眼泪从这个夏洛丽·伊利耶特的脸上流下来，他写下了下面的几行字。
Just as I am.
就是我现在这样的光景。
Without one plea.
没有，我自己都不知道我应该去祈求。
But that thy blood was shed for me.
那宝血已经为我流出。
And that thou biddest me come to thee.
让我能够来到主的面前。
O Lamb of God, I come.I come.
神羔羊啊，我愿意来到你的跟前。
Today is Pentecost.
今天是五旬节的主日。
Today we have shared together in an act of confession.
今天我们借着一点点小的分享，能够彼此的认罪悔改。
But the scriptures teach us that when we confess, God forgives.
圣经教导我们，当我们认罪的时候，神就宽恕我们。
And like Charlotte Elliot, we can go to the cross and find forgiveness.
就像夏洛利一样，当我们愿意在神的面前认罪的时候，神就接纳我们。
The cross shows us our sin.
在十字架上看到我们的罪。
But it shows us God's love.
也同样看到神的慈爱。
And Jesus is triumphant over death.
我们看到耶稣已经战胜死亡。
So his love reigns supreme.
他的爱让我们每个人得到释放。
And he's given us his Holy Spirit.
他甚至把圣灵赐给我们。
So today we can say, just as I am, I come to you, Lord.
让我们今天能够来到主的面前，主啊，我就是这样，我愿意来到你跟前。
And may the Lord do among us that which is amazing.
愿主在我们的生命里面继续有他的作为。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Pastor Doris, did you want to say a few words before we sing our final hymn? Thank you.
I thank God for bringing me to the Three Eyes Meeting. Through the brothers and sisters, He accepted my nature, accepted me.透过经历磨难的时候，你们